America's own John Adams has been called one of the world's greatest living composers. From his Pulitzer Prize-winning lament for the dead of 9/11, called On the Transmigration of Souls, to the triumph of his opera Nixon in China, John Adams has tested his boundaries, and our own, time and again. The LA Philharmonic just released the first ever recording of John Adams' latest oratorio, The Gospel According to the Other Mary.
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come.
The libretto in this work is made up entirely of existing texts, in this case passages from the New Testament. But Adams and his librettist, Peter Sellars, also chose modern text to supplement the stories of the Passion of Jesus and the resurrection of Lazarus. It's a device they also used 14 years ago on a companion piece, the story of Jesus' birth, they titled El Niño.
Peter Sellars and I chose texts that were largely by women. I figured that women probably knew something about giving birth. So when it came to telling the other end of the tale, the arrest and crucifixion of Jesus, we took pretty much the same tack. We used the biblical narrative, but we interwove it with contemporary texts, including Dorothy Day, the Catholic social activist, and Rosario Castellanos, the great Mexican poet, Primo Levi, and several others as well.
And you start with great intensity with this text from Dorothy Day, which describes a scene in a prison.
This is a passion oratorio that starts not with a gloomy, lugubrious chorus, but with a woman locked in a prison cell next to another woman who's withdrawing from heroin addiction. So it starts, as they say in media res, really at extremely intense level and barely lets up for the next 2 hours.
What is the perspective on the life of Jesus that you're trying to explore? Who is the other Mary?
Well, the other Mary, of course, is Mary Magdalene, about whom there's enormous mystery and various interpretations, and I don't really care about whether there was a historical person or not. I mean, for me, all of these characters are what I call mythic archetypes. To me, she's a damaged woman, a woman who may have had a very brutal past. She may have been abused as a child. She certainly was abused by men. Possibly she had to indulge in prostitution to support herself, and she's found in Jesus, hope and spiritual salvation. But she's frustrated because she also loves him carnally, as they used to say, and can't get what she needs from him on that level. What did very much pleased me was the way that we treated Jesus, because there is no person who plays the role of Jesus. There's no Mel Gibson, there's no Victor Mature or Burt Lancaster. Actually, everyone in the cast quotes Jesus at one time or another. The tenor, our wonderful Russell Thomas, who also does play the role of Lazarus, will be Jesus for a moment. And then even Mary Magdalene will be Jesus for a moment, or the chorus will be Jesus, or the countertenors. And so you don't actually have him there. He's just there as a kind of luminous presence. But to me, that's very, very eloquent, because I feel that, for me, Jesus is more an embodiment, a spirit, than an actual living flesh and blood person.
Jesus. Take away the stone. Take away the stone. Take away the stone.
My guest is composer John Adams, and we're talking about his new work, The Gospel According to the Other Mary. You have dealt with spiritual themes before, but there's something about this work in particular that I've thought of you as an irreverent composer at times, but this is not an irreverent work. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yes, I do know what you mean. You know, this is, I would say, the most gravitas of any piece of mine, including Dr. Atomic, which, you know, is about the atomic bomb, or the death of Klinghoffer, which is about terrorism, both very dark and somber topics. However, with that said, what I love about this Other Mary is that despite the wrenching scenes of Lazarus' death and the execution of Jesus and, you know, the grief of the women who loved him, there are these moments in it of just sublime grace where the chorus just comes in and, you know, the first time it does it, it sings a song, En un día de amor, a little Spanish song by Rosario Castellanos, which is just purely full of life and sensuality and even eroticism, which I said in the original Spanish.
What's also fascinating here, you really bear down on where the mysticism intersects with the political in Jesus.
Well, of course, Jesus was provocative. You know, he spoke on behalf of the powerless. And, you know, the great irony of my composing this was that I composed it during the period leading up to the last presidential campaign. So I listened to, you know, all the right-wing, you know, blowhards talking about how the poor are just, you know, freeloading and they're, you know, taking food stamps and not working as they properly should, and maybe we should take their food stamps away from them and take their welfare away from them, and, you know, that'll prod them to get up off their behinds and find a job. And so I realized that things are really no different today than they were in the time of Pontius Pilate.
Each of us has been a slave in Egypt, has sought strong lay with sweat.
It actually makes me think of a passage from the Gospel of Matthew, the part about the final judgment where Jesus talks about the dispossessed, you know, the hungry, the stranger, the prisoner, that when you mistreat them, you mistreat me.
Well, I think really, in a sense, that's the essence of this oratorio. And I think it's also, for me, of course, the issue of rebirth, because I do actually set the crucifixion and Jesus' death and his resurrection. I couldn't believe that I was doing it. You know, I'm not a particularly religious person, and I had not given a great deal of thought to that since my childhood. And yet here I was sitting in my studio in Berkeley, California, addressing, you know, the symbol, probably the all-time critical symbol in the Western world, and trying to find musical utterance for it.
That's composer John Adams. His most recent dramatic work is The Gospel According to the Other Mary. The recordings with the Los Angeles Philharmonic have just been released. John Adams, real pleasure speaking with you. Thank you.
It's been a terrific pleasure. Thank you, Aaron.